Then the Spirit did something for them.
然后圣灵又为他们做了一件事情。
When they came in, they began to speak with other tongues.
当他们进来的时候，他们开始说起别国的语言。
In other words, now another person has come.
换句话说，现在有另外一位已经来了。
When I got married,
当我结婚的时候。
I married another person. I didn't marry an ape or a dog or something.
我是娶了一个人，而不是娶了一条狗或者这类东西。
Nowadays, you can get married almost anything.
在现代，你几乎可以娶任何东西。
No, I married a young woman.
我娶了一个年轻的女人。
And you know, we did a lot of talking.
你知道，我们常常交谈。
A lot of, I think they call it pillow talk.
我想有很多他们讲的是枕边谈话。
We never did that before we were married.
在我们结婚之前，我们从来没有这样做。
Before she joined my life, we never did anything like that.
在她加入我的生活当中之前，我们以前从来没有这样
做。We never had private conversation.
我们从来就没有私下的谈话。
We never shared things with each other.
我们从来就没有彼此分享事情。
No, I was alone and she was alone.
我是一个人的，她也是一个人的。
But then we joined our lives.
然后我们的生命结合在一起。
First recording and then with the full joining of our lives.
刚开始是谈恋爱，然后我们生命整个结合在一起。
But even in courting time, we did a lot of talking.
但是甚至在谈恋爱的时候，我们也讲了很多话。
When the Holy Spirit came in, the first thing he did is start talking.
当圣灵进来的时候，他做的第一件事情就是开始讲话。
He gives you another language, a language other people aren't going to understand.
他给你另外一种语言，那种语言是别人不会懂的。
You will not understand, but you will know.
你不会懂，但是你会知道。
You won't understand the words.
你不会懂那个字。
But you'll know what the gist of them is because you'll be feeling it right inside.
但会你会感觉到它的大意，因为你里面会有感觉。
Whether it's sorrow, whether it's prayer, whether it's joy, whether it's praise, whether it's love, you'll know what it's all about.
不管是忧愁，是祷告，是喜乐，不管是还是爱，你会感觉到的。
But you know, we didn't like other people listening in to what we said.
但是你知道，我们不喜欢有别人听我们讲的话。
When we're recording and we're talking personally, we saw to it that we were alone.
当我们在谈恋爱，我们在讲话的时候，我们会注意没有别人在场。
How many did that? Married people.
已婚的人有多少人是这样子
？Two of you. The rest of you didn't care if people listen. Well, you're.
其他的人你不在意别人听吗
？You're either liars or strangers.
你若不是很奇怪的人，不然你就是说谎了。
I didn't want other people listening in.
我不想要别人听到，我因为这是很个人的，或许你不一样。
And then the Holy Spirit gives you a language to talk to Him with. You can talk right in front of anybody else, and they won't know a thing you're saying.
而圣灵给你一种语言，你可以对着所有的人讲，跟圣灵讲，但是呢，别人都不晓得你在说什么。
That's pretty clever, wasn't it?
这个很聪明，对不对？
And now we can talk with Him all we want, and anybody can listen in all they want, and all they'll hear is nothing.
现在我们可以尽量的跟圣灵讲话，其他人要怎么听就怎么听，但是他们什么都听不到。
They'll understand just as much as I did tonight when they were talking.
他们会了解的就像我今天晚上一样，当他们在讲话的时候，我所了解的一样。
That's the first thing he did was establish communication.
这是他做的第一件事情，就是建立起沟通。
Because he's a person.
因为他是有位格的。
And now he's living here.
现在他活在这里。
And he wants to communicate with us.
他想要跟我们沟通。
He wants to talk with us.
他想要跟我们说话。
He wants to share with us.
他想要跟我们分享。
And he wants to listen to us.
他想要听我们说话。
Now he doesn't talk to us in other tongues.
他没有用另外一种语言跟我们说话。
He knows our memories are too short.
他知道我们的记忆力很差。
He did something better.
他做了一件更好的事情。他把它写出来了。
But we talk to him.
但是我们跟他说话。
And say the things he wants to hear.
我们就说他想要听的话。
And so we talk in a language that's just for him.
所以我们讲话的语言是单单为着他的。
Oh, it can be used in other ways also.
这也可以被用在其他的方面。
But principally it's for him.
但是根本上是为了他的。
And that's one of the signs that we know he's here because he's talking.
这就是我们知道他在这里的一个记号，因为他在说话。
And he's talking wonderful things.
他在讲奇妙的事情
giving you wonderful prayers to pray you never knew you prayed them
给你一些很好的祷告去祷告你从来不晓得自己做的那些祷告
wonderful prayers
很奇妙的祷告
you'll be amazed when you get to heaven how many prayers God answered that you never even knew you prayed
当你到天上的时候你会很惊讶有多少的祷告神垂听了你甚至不晓得自己做过那些祷告
that is if you talk in tongues
那就是说如果你讲方言的话
that is if you enjoy the language, the gift of communication with God that He's given to you.
这是说，如果你享受神所给你的语言，神所享受神能够让你有这种沟通的方式的话。
Now, I know some people have spoken tongues once and never speak again. Well,
我知道有的人讲方言讲了一次，然后就再也没有说了。
I sure hate to live with a wife and never said anything.
我当然不希望我的太太什么话都不说。
I mean, sometimes they can say too much, but then
有时候她可能会说太多。
Nothing's worse.
但是没有不会更糟糕。
Say nothing.
这总比什么都不说来得好。
And the next day, nothing.
然后第二天还是什么都不说。
And the next day, nothing.
下一天还是什么都不说。
How are you today, dear?
亲爱的，你今天好吗？
What?
什么？
That gets old quick, doesn't it?
这样子很快就会变得陈旧了。
There is a gift of communication was the first gift he gave.
神给我们的第一个恩赐就是沟通的恩赐。
He wants to share with us.
他想要跟我们分享。
He wants to hear from us.
他想要听到我们的话。
He wants to inspire what we say, so we just don't talk a lot of nonsense, because he's not around to listen to nonsense.
他要鼓励我们说什么东西，因为他也不是要听我们的胡说八道。
Chattering and around listening to our complaining.
他不会想要听我们的喋喋不休，也不会想要听我们的抱怨。
If you start complaining in tongues, I'll tell you one thing: you won't have any inspiration.
如果你开始用方言抱怨的话，我告诉你，你不会有任何的灵感，那里面当中不会有任何的恩膏。
You're just misusing your gift of language.
你只是在误用神赏赐给你的语言。
Talking about a lot of things God doesn't want to listen to.
你那样子的话是在讲很多神根本不想听的东西。
But you have the gift. You have the language.
但是你有这恩赐，你有这语言。
And it's given to you in such a way that other people cannot listen in except once in a while.
他给你这种语言让别人没有办法听得懂除了偶尔
a few people listened in because they happened to know the language
在那一天有少数的人听懂了因为他们刚好就知道那个语言
and they were impressed
他们印象很深
in fact there were 17 languages that they could listen in on
事实上那个时候他们听到的有17种语言
you know nowadays they're trying to break in and listen to you when you talk on your telephone
你知道现在当你在讲电话的时候人们就试着要窃听
People have special equipment to go around just listening on people's telephone conversation
人们有特殊的装备就去窃听别人电话上的谈话
And there have been a few times in my life when I've heard people speak in my language but it wasn't their language
在我一生当中也曾经有几次我听过别人讲方言讲的不是他们的语言但是是我懂的
And it's been very inspiring and very illuminating
而且那些讲出来的话都非常的启发人非常的有亮光
But mostly we can't hear
但是大部分的时候我们听不懂的
private,
那是很个人的
just for you and for him.
单单是为你也为他的
Now if he wants to share with someone else he'll give you interpretation
如果他要你把这话跟别人分享的话他会让你能够翻得出来
Because he inspired it
因为是他所启示的
But God wants us to be filled with the Holy Ghost and he wants us to know it and realize that when he filled us he gave us communicationwith God himself on thy direct line and no one else listening in
神要把方言赏赐给我们给我们这种沟通的恩赐而且当我们跟他沟通的时候是直接的没有旁人能够听得到
When Paul got to Ephesus the first thing he did was ask him have you been filled with the Spirit the Holy Spirit
当保罗跟以弗所的教会的人谈的时候他问他们的第一件事情是说你们有没有被圣灵充满
Now that was a fine Christian church
那个是一个很好的基督教的教会
It was founded by Apollos
是亚波罗所建造的
Later became with the apostles
后来他也成为使徒
Have you been filled with the Spirit, you fellows yet?
你们这些人是否被圣灵充满了
We don't know what such a thing of a spirit is
没有我们根本不晓得圣灵是什么回事
Well, they were clean
他们已经是干净的了
They were all washed and cleansed
他们都曾经被洗净了
But they were not filled
但是他们没有被充满
And the next thing Paul did was see to it that they got filled.
保罗所做的第二件事情就是要注意让他们被充满。
Now the Holy Spirit gives you the language.
圣灵给你语言。
Let's get this clear.
我们把这个讲清楚。
The language does not give you the Holy Spirit.
并不是语言把圣灵给你。
Did you hear that?
这个你听到了吗？
Some people think they'll try to teach you a language and then now you say you've got the Holy Spirit. It doesn't work that way.
有的人试着教别人讲方言以为说你有了方言那么你就得到了圣灵不是这样
Read it again.
我们再读。
They're right there in the fourth verse. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak.
在《使徒行传》第二章四节里面，我们再来读，就是说他们都被圣灵充满，然后他们开始说话。
To speak before.
他们不是在这个之前就开始说的了。
Now I know some places they say what you do, you say banana backwards.
我知道有些地方他们怎么教导的，就是说你把香蕉，英文那个香蕉那个字倒过来说。
Well, you want to, but the Holy Spirit's not going to come.
你可以爱怎么说就怎么说，但是圣灵不会来。
Otherwise, you'll say hallelujah so fast, you get your tongue twisted up, you don't know what you're saying.
那还有人说你就拼命讲哈利路亚，讲得很快，让你的舌头都打结了，不晓得自己在说些什么东西。
No, that's not it either.
不，也不是这样子的。
The Holy Spirit isn't a language.
圣灵不是一种语言。
But he inspires a language so that you can communicate.
但是他启发一种语言，好让你能够沟通。
So we can talk with God.
好让我们能够跟神说话。
Wherever you are, in the middle of church, in the middle of a congregation, in the middle of the street, wherever you are,
不管你在哪里，
no one's going to listen in.
不管是在教会里面，在会众当中，或者是在街上，你可以跟神说话，没有人能够听。
It's a beautiful idea of God.
这是神一个很美的主意。
Because we humans like to communicate.
因为我们人喜欢沟通。
And don't tell me you Chinese don't like to communicate.
不要告诉我说你们中国人不喜欢沟通的。
I've already discovered that secret.
我早就已经发现了这个秘密。
What little I know about the Chinese, I know that they are the telephone company's favorite customers.
我对中国人所知道的一点点，我知道其中有一点就是他们是。
If it wasn't for the Chinese people, they'd go broke.
是电话公司最好的顾客，要不是有中国人的话，电话公司都会破产了。
But now we need to learn to use the gift he's given us or to seek and wait on him until he comes and fills us with that wonderful, wonderful glory and fills that empty space and takes you into a new relationship with him.
但是我们需要他来充满我们需要他把那个沟通很好的语言给我们，让我们来一直被他的充满，直到你能够进到跟他在一起的地方。
A relationship cannot be built without communication.
如果没有沟通的话，没有办法建立起关系。
Unless you can share your thoughts, unless you can share your fears, your joys, your thinking, unless you can share it with someone, you won't have fellowship.
除非你能够跟别人来分享你的想法、你的喜乐、你的忧伤，不然的话，你们就没有办法相交。
We need to communicate.
我们需要沟通。
And God has given us a way to communicate.
神已经给我们办法来沟通。
Be filled with the Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
Jesus breathed on them.
耶稣对他们吹气。
In the book of John.
在约翰福音里面。
Chapter 20 and verse 22.
约翰福音第二十章二十节。
And when he had said this, he breathed on them.
耶稣说了这话，就吹气在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit is called the breath of God.
圣灵被称为神的气息。
He breathed on them.
他对他们吹气。
And said to them,
对他们说，
Receive the Holy Spirit.
说你们受圣灵。
You have to receive a gift.
你必须接受一个礼物。
You cannot earn a gift.
礼物你没有办法用赚来的。
But to receive a gift, you have to be pretty close, don't you?
但是你要去接受一个礼物，你必须很靠近，对不对？
If he breathed on you,
如果他吹气在你的身上，
well, I've breathed on some people,
我有时候吹气在一些人身上，
and they've fallen down as the Holy Spirit came to them.
当圣灵临到他们就倒下来了。
But my breath won't carry very far.
但是我的气没有办法吹到很远的地方。
You're sitting out there, and I,
你坐在那边，我这样吹一口气，
but nothing's going to happen.
但是没有事情会发生，
too far away.
因为已经隔得太远。
You see what I mean?
知道我的意思吗？
When Jesus breathed on them, he was close to them.
当耶稣吹气在他们身上的时候，跟他们很靠近。
And one by one, he breathed on them.
耶稣就对他们一个一个的吹气。
And said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
跟他们说，你们受圣灵。
And made them all ready. And so when he came, they just opened up and received him.
让他们都准备好，好让他圣灵来的时候，
what I'm
saying is, 他们都敞开来在接受他。
One way to receive is get close enough.
我所要讲的就是要领受的方式之一就是要够靠近。
God said, "Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you."
神说，你们当亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
Get close to me, and I will get close to you.
你靠近我，我就会靠近你。
I've seen lots of people try to get the Holy Spirit.
我看到很多人试着要得着圣灵。
They'll cry and they'll scream and they'll demand and they'll beg.
他们会哭会喊会要求会祈求。
But I've seen many people receive, and most of them receive while they're just praising and worshiping God.
但是我看到很多人领受圣灵的时候，就是在他们在那里敬拜赞美神的时候，
and they're just open, and suddenly that breath comes.
他们已经被洁净了，他们已经预备好了，他们只是把心打开来。
And fills all that empty place. Oh, what joy! What
忽然之间圣灵就进来了。
What light! What illumination!
何等的奇妙和新的光，是从新的。
The next day.The hymns become new, the songs become new. Jesus becomes so real, so wonderful. Because now the Holy Spirit is in, and he's communicating with you. And he gives you a language to communicate back with him. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
We need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
And many times we need a renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们也常常需要圣灵的更新。
We just read in Acts 4.
我们刚才在使徒行传第二章里。
But let me see if I can real quick find out. Acts 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
Now they're in trouble and they're praying hard and they're drawing close to God.
他们在祷告，他们有了困难，他们在那里靠近神。忽然之间
，the place was shaken.
忽然之间，那个地方震动了。
And they were all gathered together.
他们都聚集在一起。
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And they spake the word of God with boldness.
放胆讲论神的道。
But it's just like they were before.
但是就像他们之前一样的。
You see, they were already filled.
他们早就已经被充满了。
Now, a few days later, they were all filled.
现在几天之后，他们又被充满。
In other words, you get filled and filled and filled and filled.
换句话说，你就被充满又充满又充满。
He said, don't be filled with wine like drunk people.
他说不要醉酒，不要被酒充满。
Well, drunk people usually don't get drunk once, do they?
但是喝醉的人通常不是喝一次就醉的。
An alcoholic, he goes to it every day, doesn't he?
酗酒的人他是每天都喝的。
And you know, wine is a type of the Holy Spirit.
你知道酒也是圣灵的象征之一。
In Esther, there is a law concerning the wine.
在以斯帖记里面关于喝酒有一个条例。
The law was a king's order to the servants, let everybody have all the wine they want. There's wine in abundance. The king's wine was abundant.
王对仆人的命令是说，让每一个人
all the wine they want.
他们都随着己意喝，要喝多少就喝多少。
But don't force anybody to take any.
但是不要强迫任何人来喝一点点的酒，因为那是他们的法则。
If you want a thimbleful, bless your heart, you'll get just a thimbleful, and it'll give it to you with an eyedropper.
如果你想要被充满只有像指针一样的话，那么他们就可以用眼药水的瓶子给你滴一滴就好了。
But as far as it's a king's wine, I'm going to drink till I'm under the table.
但是王的酒的话，我要拼命的喝，直到我喝了都醉倒在桌底下去了。
I'm going to say this glass is too small. Give me a barrel.
我会说这个杯子太小了，给我一个水桶。
I want a drink.
我想要喝。
I want that spirit to fill me.
我想要让圣灵来充满我。
And I'll come back again.
再回来。
I'm a spiritaholic.
我是续圣灵的。
And I like his bar, I tell you.
我喜欢他的酒吧，我可以这样告诉你。
I like to visit it every day.
我喜欢每天都去那里。
Be filled with the spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
Let him come in and take over.
让他进来来掌管你。
Don't you know he wants to live there?
你岂不知道他想要住在那里吗？
Don't you know your body belongs to him? That's his dwelling place.
岂不知道你的身体是属于他的，那是他的居所。
Again, we have that little song, "For I was born to be the dwelling place of God."
就是那首歌里面讲，我生来就是神的居所。
That's what God wants.
这就是神要的。
He wants to live in us.
他想要住在我们的里面。透过我们来活。
Be filled with the Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
Draw nigh unto Him and receive that wonderful breath of God.
靠近他，领受神奇妙的气息。
Till everything within becomes alive.
直到里面的一切都活过来。
Till that empty place is filled.
直到那个空虚的地方充满了。
And then filled like he said to the servants about the water pots. He said, fill it up to the brim.
然后就像他对仆人讲那个水缸，让那水一直装满，直到边缘。
And that word in the Greek language is very interesting.
在希腊文里面那个字很有意思。
It means fill it up until it almost runs over.
那意思是说充满直到它几乎要溢出来了。
It's just hanging there. Any movement will make it run over.
它就是这样停留在那边，任何一点点的动作它就会溢出来了。他说就这样充满。把他们充满。
God wants his people to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
神要他的百姓被圣灵充满。
If you've been filled once, hallelujah. If you've spoken in tongue once, hallelujah. Have you spoken in tongues 20 times? Hallelujah more. If you've been spoken in tongues and been filled with the Spirit and have spoken in tongues at least 1,000 times, well, 3 hallelujahs.
如果你曾经被圣灵充满，哈利路亚。如果你讲方言一次，也哈利路亚。如果你讲方言三次的话，也哈利路亚。如果你讲方言千次的话，那就讲三次哈利路亚。
But when you get really filled, it'll be 1,000 hallelujahs.
但是当你真正被充满的话，会有千次万次的哈利路亚。
Until he lives in that empty place is no longer empty.
直到他住在那个空洞的地方，那地方不再成为空的了。
Let those devils that once had a place there, let them pass by and say they can't even not even a crack to get in that place.
让那些曾经住在那里面的魔鬼在经过的时候说，现在那个地方甚至连一条缝都进没有了，进不去了。
There's no empty seat in that house.
在那个地方没有空的地方了。
We need to be baptized and re-baptized.
我们需要受圣灵的洗，而且再次的受圣灵的洗。
Father, it's a beautiful gift you gave us.
父，你所赏赐我们的是何等的奇妙。
I thank you so much for that gift.
我为你这样的赏赐非常的感谢你。因为这对我来说意义何等大。
From the very first,
从一开始
all I had was a language,
我所有的只是一个语言。
But it let me know one thing,
但是这让我知道一件事。
You were there,
你在那里。
And we could talk.
我们能够讲话。
Oh, I had a long way to go, such a long way to go.
我有很长的路要走，这么长的路。
And so often I get discouraged,
我常常灰心。
But every time,
但是每一次
when we talk,
我们谈话。
And I could talk private with you.
我能够私自的跟你谈话。
The discouragement would fade away.
我的灰心就会褪色了。
And I could go on another day.
我能够再度过一天。
I was all alone. I didn't have anybody else to talk to, God.
我那个时候独自一个人，没有人可以跟我说话。
And so often the devil would come and tell me what a failure I was.
跟我说我是怎么样的失败者。
But you gave me a sign.
但是你给了我一个记号。
I could talk to you.
我能够跟你说话。
I didn't know what I said.
我不晓得我说什么。
But I know who I was talking to.
但我知道我在跟谁说话。
And I knew what I wanted to say.
我也知道我想要说什么。
And I knew you were listening to it.
我知道你在听。
You heard me.
你听见了。
And it was so beautiful.
这么美。
I needed it so much.
我这么需要。
I thank you.
我感谢你。
And I still thank you.
我仍然感谢你。
That we can talk together.
我们能够一起讲话。
Because you're here.
因为你在这里。
And you live here.
你住在这里。
What? Know ye not?
岂不知。
That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
你们的身子是圣灵的殿。
You are not your own.
你不是你自己的。
You are bought with a price.
你是被重价买来的。
Such a great price.
这么大的代价。
Therefore.
因此。
Glorify God.
荣耀神。
Share with him.
和他分享
Talk with him,
和他说话
Communicate,
沟通
Live with him,
和他住在一起
I ask in Jesus' name,
我奉耶稣的名求
Amen,
Amen
从以上弥勒牧师的信息里面我们知道当年的使徒们他们不但三年半跟耶稣相处在一起亲眼看见他行了这么多的神迹奇事也听见耶稣跟他们教导许多神国的道理分享了许多神国的奥秘但他们心中仍然有一个空处需要被充满耶稣在五旬节的时候借着圣灵进到他们的里面满足他们心灵的这样的一个空虚心灵的深处这样的一个需要哈利路亚难怪耶稣说你们要等候那上头来的那父所应许的圣灵才能够真正满足他们心里面那样的一个空虚他们所缺乏的就是这样的一件事情耶稣虽然能够祝福他们但更需要进到他们里面充满他们全人虽然这些使徒们都已经被耶稣所洁净了借着耶稣所传的道洁净了他们的内心但仍然有一个空处需要被充满若不被充满就会有邪灵能够回来他想要居住在那个地方所以一个人必须要不但被耶稣的血所洁净借神的道所洁净还需要被圣灵充满让成圣的灵进到他们的里面他们才会像那树扎根在溪水旁按时候结果不止否则很容易的就失去了这样的一个祝福很容易了就流失了在神的家里面圣灵来了往往给我们第一件事情叫我们能够跟神沟通 哈利路亚，好像一个新婚的夫妇，他能够分享心里面的秘密，而不被别人所听见，这是讲心里话。当圣灵来了，就希望我们能够在心里面没有拦阻的，也不受别人的影响，能够直接的跟神沟通，建立这样一个关系。哈利路亚！所以圣灵来了，首先是要跟我们沟通，首先是要叫我们与神建立一个亲密的关系。这样的一个方言是单单为着神，是单单为着与神沟通所用的。必须要我们先被圣灵充满，才能够说出方言来。所以方言呢，不是被教导出来的。哈利路亚！我们受圣灵只有一个条件，必须来到神的面前。哈利路亚！就像耶稣当年向门徒们吹了一口气说，你们要受圣灵，我们必须要来到耶稣的面前，敞开我们的心。哈利路亚！就必领受所应许的圣灵，不但一次的领受，还要常常的领受，常常被圣灵充满，被圣灵更新。哈利路亚！常常沉浸于圣灵这样新酒的里面。哈利路亚！叫我们都被新酒灌满，像五旬节这些蒙福的使徒们一样，然后我们就得着能力，为神传福音直到地极。愿神祝福你们每一个人都能够快快的领受圣灵，常常的领受圣灵。
迦南诗选173，主的灵在高抹。天开了，天开了，圣灵像鸽子降下，高抹着你也感心着我，圣灵的活水入江河，天上的百鸽真理的灵，愿你永居在我们心中，时常握住我们的手，带我们进入永恒。我们的灵真渴慕，如如渴慕溪水，主的灵在高抹，我们的心已苏醒。天开了，天开了，圣灵像鸽子降下，高抹着你也感心着我，圣灵的活水入江河，天上的百鸽真理的灵，愿你永居在我们心中，时常握住我们的手，带我们进入永恒。我们的灵真渴慕，如如渴慕溪水，主的灵在高抹，我们的心已苏醒。我们的灵真渴慕，如如渴慕溪水，主的灵在高抹，我们的心已苏醒。